Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and if you were paying attention, you might have noticed that there was no episode of Take 5 yesterday. Say what? That's because this guy is not only back to the grind, but also a newly enrolled graduate student. That's right, I'm getting my EdTech groove on with people around the world through Boise State University. The Take 5 will never die, at least until it gets really old. I've met with my board of directors and decided to cut back to 3 episodes per week to increase the quality of every single message. So, without further ado, let's have an app smackdown.
Let's get ready to rumble!
If I was stranded in a deserted classroom with only 3 apps, these would be the ones that I would want to have in my pocket right now. GooCal, G-O-O-C-A-L, is Google Calendar for your phone, and if you've never used Google Calendar for yourself, that's like never having kissed another human being. The organization and freedom that Google Calendar creates for its users is magical, and now you can see those same fireworks right from your phone with GooCal, which is free in the Apple Store. Also from those great people that brought you Google Calendar is the Google Plus app. Though I do the bulk of my professional networking on Twitter, I've been spending a lot of time on Google Plus now that it is being used for much of my coursework in my Masters of EdTech program. When G Plus first came out, I was skeptical about its staying power against the 2,000-pound gorilla that is Facebook. But after having gotten just the slightest taste of what Google Plus can do for teacher-student and student-to-student interaction, I would pull my stock from Facebook and put it in Google. You know, if I wasn't a teacher and could afford any stock, of course. The third app that I would select to keep my sanity isn't hard to find in the App Store either. In fact, you probably already have it. It's Instagram. This social photo sharing app adds a new personal dimension to connecting with family, friends, colleagues, and students where appropriate. With the ability to like and comment on other users' pictures, Instagram takes the idea and power of a tweet and paints it as a picture. Something else that I like about Instagram is their recent addition of 15-second video recording. There is no quicker or more effective way to share your life through video than using Instagram. Instagram can cross-post to your Twitter and Facebook profiles, among many other options as well. It's kind of my new thing, and I like it. Do you know what else I like? People on Twitter. I especially like the ones that I'm about to tell you about right now. Be sure to follow them and tell them that good old Dave sent you. Amanda Pelsor at M-I-S-S-P-E-L-S-O-R is an elementary instructional technology coach rocking hipster glasses in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois. She already has her master's in EdTech and flaunts her stuff at d63carptech.blogspot.com. Magdalena Front at Tech Mag Front is also a technology teacher in an elementary school in Ontario, Canada. In addition to having a rad name, Magdalena blogs at upfrontandcenter.wordpress.com. That's upfront and center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, where she recently posted about one of my favorite topics in education, digital citizenship. But before you assume that Magdalena's blog post is simply going to reiterate what everyone else is preaching about online safety and responsibility, know this. Her article, Digital Citizen and Online Safety K-6, shares online games and activities to engage your students at all levels in becoming digital citizens themselves. This has been another episode of Take 5, Professional Development in the Time That It Will Take Me to Fall Asleep Tonight. Thanks for listening and tweeting out the link to this episode. Be sure to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store to receive 3 new episodes each week. Next time you listen to Take 5, it will be made freshly from my brand new iMac. Jealous?